Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to discuss the emerging technological trends in hospitality and tourism industry. Objective is naturally to highlight the emerging trends in technology in hospitality and tourism industry. Technology advancement has played a significant role, especially in the widespread adaptation of voice searches, augmented reality, artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, contactless payments, UPIs in India, mobile check-ins. They have emerged as popular aspects in hotels, restaurants, airports. Many of these technologies have grown and they help to reduce friction and cut waiting times. Coronavirus played a very important role in this aspect. What it did was it allowed technological adaptation to happen very quickly, especially contactless payment technology, mobile check-ins, cleaning technologies like robots cleaning, vacuum cleaner robots in every of these aspects, front desk concierge service robots. We've discussed them in the previous chapters. So all these were designed to minimize direct human-to-human contact. The virus was the major instigator in this aspect. Hospitality and tourism trends, technology trends include advancements in AI, mobile technology, personalized guest experience, and sustainable practices. Technological trends are crucial for improving operating efficiency, enhancing guest service, enhancing personalized service, staying competitive, and evolving in the digital landscape, especially with Gen Z. Gen Z is the newer generation, which are more adapting. They constantly keep shifting. They are the ones who are adapting to technology faster than anyone. So to attract them, you need to be technologically savvy. It also, technological savviness also reduces costs and improves productivity. Technology helps in business streamline processes, helps lower staff workloads, increases potential, revenue potential, and customer delivery, of course. Tourism industry trends include virtual reality experiences, online booking, planning, personalization of travel, recommendations to AI, social media, destination marketing, and making trips, planning, making them convenient, personalization, and doing the digital touch with technology using AI, the speech recognition, and making the world an integrated space, especially with multilingual capabilities which AI brings to the fore. Reasons for adopting new technology. So one of the biggest reasons is competitive advantage. Why competitive advantage? What does competitive advantage do is allows businesses to adapt to newer technology and to be innovative about it. Once you start becoming innovative about technology, you are doing one thing much better than your rival is doing. So you are creating an advantage yourself. You can you differentiate your product offering. Now, advancement of technology and adaptation to advancement of technology always gives a competitive advantage. Today's the second point of reason is evolving customer requirements, expectations. Today's day and age, Gen Z, the world over, with the advancement in technology, with the adaptation of AI everywhere, with the technology increasing, the customer wants much, much more than what they were getting earlier. So their loyalty and satisfaction are completely dependent on whether you evolve to meet their expectations or not. Customer has got many options. So you have to evolve to meet their expectations, and meeting the expectations is a very important aspect. Therefore, technology plays a very important role. Thirdly, and let's not forget, it allows you to continuously improve. The more you adopt technology, the better you become. The more fast forward thinking you become, the more tech savvy you become, your perception changes. You are constantly improving and moving ahead and ahead and ahead. Adaptation of technology the world over has always been effective, has always been effective in cost reduction. Why I say that is because it reduces human error. Therefore, I increasing efficiency, and therefore reducing costs. Plus, with the new technology like AI and metaverse and everything like that, it allows you to make informed choices. The more the data which is used, the more you get, you can target the audience. So intelligent data usage and enhanced data utilization go hand in hand. When you when AI allows you, gives you all the data and analyzes the data, it gives you scope for doing targeted marketing, it gives you scope for doing personalized marketing, and it gives you scope of improving customer services. And also does one more thing. It makes you adapt to market dynamics. It's a fast-moving market space, and you start adapting to the market dynamics. The various trends in the hospitality and tourism industry. They're basically broadly divided into three categories. First one being ongoing technology trends in the hospitality. Then the latest in the future. So the technology started a couple of years earlier. However, due to rapid advancement and innovation, these technologies remained as significant as they were when they arose. Then the latest are the ones which arose after 23 and are likely to gain popularity in the year this year and 3 years later. So AI is one of them. And the metaverse technologies. Metaverse has the potential to create an entire paradigm shift in tourism. Between 2020 and 2040, air passenger traffic is expected to increase at an annual rate of 3.3%. Most travelers belong to Gen Z. Cargo volumes are expected to grow by 50% by 2030. We will be discussing metaverse technologies and the shifts which are already done and what they are expected to do in the following pages. So metaverse provides a difference, various touch points, different experiences, rich, and they differentiate and personalize user experiences. Key brands and connect with the next gen, tech savvy next gen through metaverse. Metaverse is the technology of now. Value creation through metaverse by 2030 would be a whopping $5 trillion. That was reported by McKinsey. AI and chatbots. They are basically, we've discussed this throughout the chapters. Artificial intelligence powered automated tools, chatbots, virtual assistants, robots. They are personalized things for customers. They give higher insight into customer data, their habits, their past activities, their purchases, and allows hospitality and tourism sectors to adapt accordingly. They also look at the way the customers' reactions have changed over the period of time. So hospitality has adopted AI and chatbots and virtual assistants to help in those aspects. So, AIs, what do they do? Especially when it comes to data crunching, which is one of the most difficult jobs to do. It does that calculations in within seconds and minutes and can give you intelligent recommendations. And all that to help improve not only your revenue, but also your training purposes of your human agents. Can improve your service delivery. So all that is important. Chatbots are taking away your repetitive tasks, mundane tasks, answer simple questions of guests. and it frees up all your staff to concentrate and tackle tougher issues, more complex issues. A screaming client may not be able to be handled by a chatbot, would need a human intervention. So, significant ongoing trends. You look at recognition technology. What is recognition technology? One is facial recognition, biometric scanning, all those things are used. Now, they are being used in hotels for check-ins and check-outs, for unlocking hotel doors. I mean, your room, you do not need keys, physical keys in certain hotels anymore. Your facial recognition will read your facial recognition and allow you into the hotel room. Airport check-ins into the, you're checking into airports. The technology can be widely used, and it's a seamless purchases. You can do payments also through facial recognition, iris scan recognitions. So, I mean, technology is advancing, and recognition technology is being used everywhere. Augmented reality. Virtual reality is one aspect, but augmented reality provides a whole new dimension to it. So it provides the interplay of information overlay. So, for instance, there are certain apps where you point to a restaurant and it'll give you all the you point the app phone to the restaurant while switching on the app, it'll give you all the information of the restaurant. It'll also give you all the feedback from the restaurant, what the reviews are, what is the local, what how customers have felt about it. So all that information can come through that. Plus, you can imagine you can do anything with it, augmented reality. I mean, you can interlay AR with VR also. And you can have an AR app or map of the local area in a room in a hotel. You can point to it and gives all the information of that particular portion of the map. So that augmented reality becomes a very important play in this. Virtual reality is obviously, it's a 360-degree video. So can be used as a marketing tool. A person can digitally experience a place before coming into the place. It gives a clear sense of the entire destination. You can also do a virtual reality, live virtual reality wedding also, and the weddings are happening. So that entire experience of the technology helps in you to decide. You can book quicker, the process becomes easier. So virtual reality is a very good tool to use for hospitality and tourism sector. We'll go through examples where virtual reality and augmented reality are being used currently when we discuss metaverse in totality, but all these are products of metaverse. Hospitality, I mean, it's a huge opportunity for hospitality industry too. I mean, can you imagine I'm going through a hotel in virtual reality. I know where I'm going to stay. I've seen the hotel. I've seen the room, different types of rooms, and I've chosen the room where I want to stay because of that. So it gives a greater sense to the person before it comes in, and gives an edge over rivals. Internet of Things probably is one of my favorites, because Internet of Things takes all the smart devices across the room and links them together. So therefore, all devices together provide so much of data that is collected, and the automation levels it, and they interact over the internet with each other. And using AI, you can take that data and do so many things. You can monitor the progress. You can see if the devices you need need upgradation or need maintenance. So Internet of Things is a collection of data. So that is an important aspect. And you can, I mean, internet-enabled thermostats automatically adjust room temperatures. Example. What do you do with them? You look at hyper-personalized room, hotel rooms, you can make them. You can give location-based, you know, predictive maintenance, like I just said, voice-controlled customer services. Voice-controlled customer service within a room, you have a concierge within your room, voice-controlled customer service. That is the best thing which can happen. So that is something which is with use of Internet of Things, is completely possible. Big data is an important aspect. Hotels are a generator of data. Personal data, age, gender, everything it generates. Tourism as a whole in the industry generates budget travel data, previous location visit, and so on and so forth. So huge amount of data is collected. Now all this data collected now can, using AI, can be analyzed very quickly. When it is analyzed very quickly, it gives so much of insights and so much of recommendations through AI. In terms of what can you do, where you are going wrong, how to attract a certain clientele, what is the budgetary constraints which clients face when they come to your place, all that can be analyzed. The trends can be analyzed. Revenue management processes can be streamlined. Data allows you to do wonders. Customer feedback data also, which AI can then and go through and tell you where you're going wrong. But with all this comes the threat of cybersecurity. It's a vital part of the industry. I mean, hotels and restaurants are now spending a lot of money on cybersecurity because data is driving everything. Data is driving responses. Data is, with the analysis coming in so quickly, is changing the environment. So people have to spend money on cybersecurity. Data is driving everything and needs protection also. But there's always a threat of cybersecurity. So the systems have to be protected and kept secured. So another trend which is happening is predictive ordering. With all this data which has been collected, the AI will predict the flow of ingredients which go through your hotels. So automated ordering happens in terms of what is the expected sale and how much you should order. And that whole process, wastage gets reduced. Your inventory management is getting automated. So by the looking at your past trend and your present day and the present trend which has been going on, and how much of ordering has been done, how much of sales has been done, predictiveness of AI and of AI for forecasting has come to the fore. So it forecasts, you may sell so many items, these many items, these are your necessary supply, this is what you require. So especially in perishables, you are ordering in optimal supply, so you are reducing food waste. Which obviously this helps boost profitability, gives a better customer experience naturally, because all this is helping you in every manner. And you also have necessary supplies, but you don't have any excess, that's about it. So you're not wasting and you're not, especially perishable items are not getting spoiled. You know, it's restaurant and hotels, we discard a lot of edible food. It's a loss to the company, it's a social and environmental hazard. Apart from that, it's a sad thing, you know, when food gets wasted. And, you know, with so many people hungry in the world, food wastage is a crime. So, you know, when you turn to AI for these, for ensuring that you are ordering properly and wastage is minimal and predicting what you require, and you are reducing your carbon footprint because of it. And you know, technology helps in ensuring food waste, which is minimal. So there are a lot of these automated waste technologies. There are a lot of solutions are there. There are cloud-based solutions, advanced analytical solutions, AI, obviously, I just said that. Robotics are another one, chemical recycling of these products. RFID in making business more environmentally friendly are there. But the main aspect is that food should not be wasted. And adapting to various new technologies to ensure that food wastage is kept to the minimum is a very important aspect. And AI and other technologies help in that. The voice search and voice control. Now, voice search is a growing technology trend within hospitality. Many customers are turning to voice searches to find hotels. It's easier, it's faster, it's reliable. It saves time. You're speaking rather than typing, and whatever you want to find, where you are. So the whole aspect of it, the voice search aspect of it, is a very important component. It's growing at 19.2%, and will continue to grow high. So you have to capitalize as a hospitality industry, your website, your booking engines, all where you're marketing yourself, the voice search aspect has to be capitalized. Voice control aspect, voice search is one thing which is now revolutionizing the internet. So people are going to demand more of voice control. It's going to grow. Smart speakers in hotel rooms, virtual assistants, voice assistants, and it's just going to grow. Contactless payments is one thing which has been, technology keeps changing and adapting, and it is happening everywhere. Yeah, several advantages. One, hotel system, it makes technology, it you know what it does, it contactless technology ensures that the payment comes through and it's instantaneous payment. It speeds up payments and improves customer satisfaction. Although apart from that, this technology ensures that there is a very minimal loss and chance of fraud in contactless payment. When a contactless payment happens, a person cannot steal a person's credit card information. So that is a very important aspect. So chances of fraud goes on, and obviously COVID played a major role in making contactless payment happen, because in COVID's time, payment was usually done contactless. It was done through online payment methods, UPIs and everything else. Robotics. Robot market size has increased 14.19%, CAGR 14.19%, 2023 and between 2023 and 2028. That's how it's going to grow. It relies on various factors as AI integration, proliferation of hospitality robot startups, driving market expansion. Robots are going to be a pivotal part of the hospitality industry. There are certain hotels who have already started with the concierge role within the hotels, welcoming guests and providing them important information around localities and places around. So robots have already come into the industry. Some hotels have started using robots for cleaning purposes. So you have these vacuum cleaning robots and germ cleaning robots which are there. Now, for an example, Enna Hotel in Nagasaki is a full all-robot hotel. Information robot, tourist information robot, front desk robot, cloak robot, stores your luggage and everything else. Facial recognition systems used to check in and check out. So it's a fully automated hotel. So that's the level where it is going in. Robotics is yet developing, and it's going to be developing into chefs. So robot concierge, robot servers are already being used. Housekeeping robots are already being used. Now robot chefs is the latest concept which has come. What will a robot chef do? Robot chef is going to make a dish as precisely as it is written. The recipe is written. So it's a pinpoint accuracy. It will make the dish. It is, my prediction is, it will be first and foremost used in your Burger King and your McDonald's. Those are the ones who will adopt to it first, because they for them, and this makes it much faster and more efficient. So robotic chef can improve efficiency naturally. It can reduce savings. Your food wastage. A lot. It frees up your fast food. Normal chef can go and start chatting with the customers, and robot chefs can make prepare the food. So it's a very important aspect. ChatGPT. We've discussed all these topics in the previous chapter. So these are the summary of all what we've discussed. And we'll end with a few examples of what is being happening. So ChatGPT is a 24/7 customer support, answering questions, resolving issues, no wait time, analyzing data, creating content for websites, streamlining operations by removing mundane tasks are being removed, repetitive tasks have been taken away for restaurants and for hotels and internet venues and for everything, because ChatGPT is basically the AI function of it. So that is being used everywhere.